Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
In only 2 days, you can move your career further, faster with a Harvard DCE Professional and Executive Development Program. Advance your leadership skills, craft smarter business strategies, build your network, and move your career in the right direction. You'll earn a certificate of completion, add Harvard to your CV, and become the leader you want to be. Our intensive programs are designed to fit into your busy schedule. Attend online or on the Harvard campus. Search Harvard Professional and Executive Development to learn more.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at growthday.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please, your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. Let's talk about the power of expectation and how your expectations are literally controlling your destiny, sometimes also controlling your happiness. You know, it became very popular to say, you know, just don't have any expectations. Just go with the flow. You know, because if you have any expectations in life, you could get hurt. You could feel disappointed. You could experience that emotional suffering that we call disappointment. But expectations can also be incredibly powerful. They can help you anticipate things, and they can be very utilitarian. Without expectations, we'd all be sort of a hot mess. And so let me give you some examples in this episode about that and talk about where you might want to have some very positive expectations in order to take your life to the next level. Now, again, you know, we hear a lot of things in spirituality or from Eastern philosophies about just releasing all expectation. But there's sort of danger and a really not a useful element to that too, in my opinion. And that is this. I mean, imagine if you got in your car and you didn't expect the brake to work, right? You just, every time you got in your car, you thought the brake's not going to work. Well, you'd be paralyzed with fear. Without that anticipation that something is going to work, you're just not ever going to feel capable or feel confident in that thing. Expectations can give us confidence. It can say, you know what? I know this is going to happen. A lot of expertise. Imagine being a medical doctor and not having the expectation about how the body works, and you're just kind of going in, well, let's see what happens. The expectation of your training, that things might turn out the way that they usually do, that gives us confidence in life. Now, if we always expect everything to be exactly as it is, well, that's where suffering can set in, because you and I both know, you know, sometimes people behave weird. Sometimes things go wrong, and we have to be sort of allowing with that. So how do we balance that, where expectations be very utilitarian, but expectations can also hurt us if things go wrong? Well, let me side with one of those real quick. I deeply believe that expectations are powerful, positive, and if we use them well, we can control our destiny well. I mean, if you have no expectations, you're just setting your life up for some hurt. You know, for real. I mean, imagine, I mean, you look, if you go back into relationship with that person who hurt you last time and you don't expect that, hey, maybe there could be some trouble here, you're going to get hurt. If you go into a situation at work where you know people have, you know, made fun of you, hurt your feelings, made fun of your ideas, not supported your mission or your drive or your ambitions, well, you know, you have no ability to prepare. If we don't expect something, we have no ability to prepare. So our expectations can be very, very, very positive and very powerful. And here's three things I would say focus on. First, you should have positive, powerful expectations for yourself without being self-delusional. What do I mean? Well, you know what? I think a lot of people, they don't expect much from themselves. You know, they think, oh, I always mess up. Oh, I'm going to screw up. And by the way, that's an expectation. I'm going to screw up is an expectation. It's a negative expectation. I think those who get ahead in life have positive expectations for themselves. They say, you know what? I don't know how everything's gonna turn out, but I expect that I will bring my best. I expect that no matter what happens, I will figure things out. I would say, for me personally, that's the best expectation I've had in my life. If you said, Brendan, what's your number one belief that helped you become successful? It would be this. I believe in my ability to figure things out. I know that no matter what happens, no matter what I try, no matter what new opportunity I chase after in my life, I know I'm going to figure it out.
I might take a while. It might be a struggle, but I will get the mentors. I will do the study. I will do the practice. I will do the rehearsal. I will do whatever is necessary to be successful at that. And do I fail? Yeah, I fail a lot of times. I expect failure. That's called expecting learning. And so I'm not attached to me being perfect all the time. That would be a negative expectation. My expectation is that no matter what happens, I will be resilient, I will figure it out, and I will make the next move towards progress and growth.
Hey, it's Brandon jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You gotta track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you gotta stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is gonna help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
The next expectation to have is to expect that most people are really great. They're supportive. They're inspiring people who, just like you, want to achieve their dreams, who, just like you, want to have deep, real, meaningful relationships, who, just like you, want to make a difference in this world, who want to leave their mark, who want to achieve great things and be good role models for others. We all want that, but it's easy to expect negative things from people today because, you know, we sort of expect what we see on a continual basis, and right now, a lot of people watch terrible television. They watch terrible news. They see things that, you know, are sensationalistic and just full of tripe and garbage all the time. And so if you're constantly seeing things that are negative, you start to expect negative things. It's why it's so important that you surround yourself with positive people who, similar to you, are seeking the best quality of life they can have. If you're not around a positive peer set, your job is not to sit there and blame your community. Sit there and be upset about it. Sit there and say, well, I'm a victim to my community. Your job is to go out and network and find positive people. If you don't have it, build it. Don't wait for luck to give it to you. Go seek powerful, positive, nurturing, supportive people out there. There's a lot of optimists in this world. How many of them are you around? How many visionaries do you talk to? See, I have the expectation of myself that I'm going to get around positive people, because those positive people are going to help shape my outlook in life. And because they do that, I start to expect better things of life. And as we expect better things of life, that we all think, oh, that may lead to disappointment. No, you start to become a big antenna for the universe and for the world. And as you expect positive things, your eyes start to notice positive things. As your eyes start to notice positive things, an energy is set out into the world, and the world says, hey, look at this kid over here. He wants some good stuff. Let's deliver up some good stuff to this person. And so your expectations are attracting positive energy or sometimes negative energy. If you're always expecting things are gonna go wrong, 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 and that's all you look for, that's all you'll see, that's all you feel, and that's likely all you'll give. Last piece, make sure you expect that positive things will happen in life. Have an outlook that says, you know what? I'm gonna grow healthier, I'm gonna grow wiser, I'm gonna grow more intelligent, I'm gonna grow more kind. Know and see that you will be growing into positive attributes in your life and that positive things will come into you. You need to start to trust in the abundance of the world. Does sometimes everything get in a takeaway? Yeah, you know, I don't know if you know my story, but when I wrote my first book and I first started trying to do this world of sharing my voice and my expertise and my advice and knowledge with the world, man, I failed miserably, you know? I went bankrupt. I was in a very tumultuous situation for years. I mean, I just didn't have any luck at it, it felt like. But sometimes with persistence comes luck. Sometimes with belief that things will turn out over a period of time, they do. You can't just sit there and hope. Again, you got to work for it. Remember, never forget that when you knock on the door of opportunity, that it is work who answers. Well, as you dream of new things, as you hope for good things to come into your life, you can also believe in yourself to figure things out. You can also believe in others to support you. You can also believe that with enough dedication, enough time, enough belief in yourself, enough work, that you will get there. Will there be disappointments along the way? Expect that. I expect that sometimes, you know, it's not gonna be great. But I know over the long term, I'm an optimist. I know over the long term, good things come to good people. I don't know over the long term that the universe keeps rewarding those people who, despite their fear, start marching towards their dreams. It's like the destiny turns its ear to those without fear. And so you believe in yourself.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because, believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community
go live in that community and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. It's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.